It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
It is Saturday, race day, and we are finally excited that there's no rain in the forecast. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. Welcome those folks listening online at coolgold1460.com and on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Billy Doc Niles, radio man Dan Diker, and Paul Reicher joining us on the big program today. Man, if it rains somehow tonight, I'm going to pull out the rest of my hair.
Oh, I can't believe we go from, you know, some cool wet weather to this heat box, this hot box that we got this week. But it's going to be great. I mean, the forecast so far, keep your fingers crossed, looks good everywhere. Just remember, guys, I know it's going to be a little warm in the office tonight. Keep some water. Keep some Gatorade, Powerade, Quick Aid, Badger Max, whatever you drink. Just get them electrolytes in you and stay hydrated, man. It's going to be warm in the office tonight.
Big show coming up for you today. We're going to hear from Hornet driver Cheyenne Stanfield, Thunderstock driver Brandon Gallagher. We're also going to hear from Sportsman driver Devin Schmidt. Kevin Ramso, the public relations director from the ARCA Midwest Tour, is going to join us. And picking up his first ever Tundra Super Late Model Series win last weekend, Colin Reffner.
By the way, Devin Schmidt drives a late model now, dude.
Well, he runs a Sportsman at Toma, though.
Yeah. Oh, he does. Oh, mm-hmm. That's yeah. Right. He's got a feature
right.
Win there.
Yeah.
He won the opener. Yeah, he won the opener.
Yeah.
Nice. And he was down 2 weeks ago when we rained out.
You know, I can't wait to talk to Ramsel because, you know, if you read his Facebook page, pretty opinionated on some of the stuff that he has. Actually, not so much opinionated, but he puts out a you know, he makes you think. He makes you think about some things, and he's got a pretty good opinion on a couple of things that we're going to talk about later today.
He also he's very opinionated when it comes to photoshopping and putting pictures on Facebook. I finally did one this week that I just posted on a Tuesday, and I caught Kevin Ramsel Snapchatting. He said he looked like Bill Doc now, so I had to put it on Facebook that was his twin.
Oh, why would you do that? Oh, I know why you would do that to me.
So I tagged you on that one, so make sure you checked it out. Talking about Facebooks, big contest I had this past weekend, actually the last week, and it was tickets to La Crosse Speedway, to the Toma Sparta Speedway, Midwest Truck Series apparel, which is always good, and the Mount Olympus passes. Each one was good for 4 people, so 8 people got to go with the same person, and they were all inclusive.
You know what? I think we should wait till later in the show to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm not going to give away we gave away yesterday.
I think we should wait till later on the show
because I'm
pretty depressed about that right now.
So, you know, talking about, well, there's really not much to talk about. La Crosse Speedway again last weekend, 2 weeks in a row. Now, I'm going to bring something up here. I don't usually bring up controversy in the program. Jeff Thompson's in the wings, too. He was in the studio this week because he was going to be the TV show. Jeff, if you want to pop in, just rip off Reichert's headphones for a couple seconds. I was I pay attention to social media. I watch it huge when it comes to racing stuff.
Okay.
And you guys both know, Jeff knows, Jesse knows, our producer. I don't usually retaliate. I usually don't put bad stuff on Facebook when it comes to racing. I just read everything. Bill, you've been out there long enough, and you've been out there through a lot of rainouts as a driver.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Thompson is the same thing. Paul Reichert, you've been at the track that we've witnessed enough rainouts.
Oh, yes, yes.
I saw the comment that really got under my skin this past week. We rained out 2 weeks ago. And then all of a sudden it was cloudy by about 9 o'clock. Oh, well, we could have raced. Last week, legitimate, man. It didn't stop raining. I saw somebody put a post in there that said, hey, look, Chuck Deary pulled his old Chuck Deary-ism again and ran the race out when we could have raced, but he doesn't care because he got all the people in to buy their tickets and sold food right away. What is your comment to that?
My first comment is they do everything they can to put the show on here. Lacrosse is probably one of the very few that will diligently pay attention to that radar, and if there's a window, they're going to get it in. I don't think there was no chance last Saturday to get the races
in. No, none.
Not whatsoever. I mean, the rain did not let up, and anybody who thinks it did wasn't in West Salem all night like you and I were.
Right. I was standing on the track when it started pouring to the national anthem.
It's
And here's the thing, though. Why don't people understand that Jeff Thompson's going to join us? Well, Jeff, your views, it's hard, man. You come in, you take the day off, you pay your pit pass, you're down there, you're practicing, you're ready to go, and we get rained out. And then people want to say, oh, well, Dearly's Deary made his money.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he knew it was going to rain. Let's just call everybody in just so he can make a buck. That's not usually how it works. I mean, people are going to come there either way. So to the person who ever said that, keyboard warrior probably don't come to the races anyway.
And it's not like the track's not issuing. The rain checks were good for 3 weeks.
The rain checks are good. And, you know, granted, he might have sold a couple of hot dogs and a few beers, but he didn't make any money on that. They got to pay for the insurance. They got to pay for the people that work there. You know, even though the races got rained out, people are still working there. They're going to get paid. They're not making any money on these Saturday nights when it rains out. So, like Jeff just said, that was a really good point. The keyboard warrior strike again. Nobody pays attention to a keyboard warrior.
You know, one thing that always gets me, I've watched Jeff do it for years. I've watched Bill do it for years. I've never seen Paul do it, but I've even done it myself. I've gone out there and helped draw that track. You cannot, after a severe downpour like we saw 2 weeks ago, right there during the national anthem,
yep.
You cannot draw that track in 10 minutes.
No, that's the humidity. The humidity is going to keep that water on there as long as, Jeff, you know this, too.
Right, exactly. You're not going to spend 3 hours drying the track just to watch some races.
Which... And what's funny, you both pit in the same area where Bill used to pit for years. You're there. You see what's coming down turn four, and you did
right,
too, Bill.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, it comes down the pits. I mean, everywhere. I mean, especially the downpours we've had the last 2 weeks. There is no quick fix to this. I mean, we do not have a NASCAR-style dryer to you know, get it dry in an hour. We gotta do it the old-fashioned way. Get the personal vehicles out there, and then just slowly work it in. You know, with the Thunderstocks, then the Sportsmen, then the late models. Eventually, it's gonna happen. But with the high humidity, and of course, you know, when I say high humidity, it kept on raining. There was no way in hell there was going to be any racing.
Paul, what happened to the day at Lacrosse Speedway when the wreckers used to drag tires? I used to catch that to be entertaining.
Yeah, I think
my dad
he still does that. That's pretty cool seeing that.
If you see a track drying operation at Lacrosse, you'll see my dad hook up to a tire and drag it around.
I remember a couple years ago, and I don't know if you were racing yet, Jeff, or not, where your dad was pulling one and it all of a sudden caught on fire and started smoking. Like, big time started smoking, and nobody was telling anybody, hey, that tire's smoking, man.
I guess that's a good way to dry the track. You know, there's plenty of heat coming off that thing.
I mean, if you go to the backstretch of the quarter mile, I think there is probably one or two old shredded tires that he's drug around on rain nights.
Yeah, that's always a good time. When you see the smoke coming up off a tire, you know it's Niles. I want to thank Jeff Thompson for popping in. You're going to catch him on our TV show here throughout the entire weekend. Program brought to you by Big Bar Barbecue in West Salem and Lacrosse. Thomas Porta Speedway, Dean Satellite, and Security, fansarena.com, the Overtime Pub and Grill. We're going to be right back with a whole bunch of show next, right here at 1460.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. The local team at Dean Satellite is committed to bringing high-speed internet to the rural communities with Viasat Internet. Today, they offer speeds up to 50 megabytes per second. Stop dealing with the hassle of waiting for web pages to load, bank statements to populate, and videos to buffer. Call Dean Satellite today at 608-269-2897 and ask them about Viasat Internet specialized for rural America. That number is 608-269-2897 and online at deansdish.com. It's time for you to use the high-speed internet you deserve. Speeds vary by location. Call for details.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Back to the Badger State Water and Air Race Report with Dan and Doc on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, folks. Just getting started on this beautiful Saturday. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyke for Paul Reichert, Billy Doc Niles. You know, is this the first show in a month where we're not telling people to look for rainedout.com?
No, we're probably telling them to look for water.
Man, I'm getting tired of this.
Water,
no consistency at all.
Hydrate. But, hey, you know, we did get some practice and a few qualifying laps in last Saturday, and we sent Paul down into the pits to talk to a few of the drivers. First person he ran into was Cheyenne Stanfield, and here's what she had to say.
Okay, so I believe this is a new wrap you have on the car here. How did you come up with this idea here?
I guess, you know, my dad does all the work on my car, so my job is basically to make it look good. So I was just screwing around on the computer one night, just making up designs, and I mean, I guess I like these colors together, so I just wanted something different, something that looked good and clean.
And with a couple of races down, how do you feel the season's been going so far for you?
So far, so good. A couple minor things that happened, but, you know, we're still out there. We're fifth in points right now, hoping to move up.
And I understand you've been racing at Toma as well, maybe a couple times?
Yeah, this year I've raced once so far in Toma. Last year I went a couple times. I won a feature, a couple heats, and a couple dashes, but lacrosse is the main focus. I like going to Toma just because it's a different crowd, different cars. But, I mean, I like racing in lacrosse. I like them both. I want to travel to more places as well.
And how challenging is a track like Toma, a 3/8 mile versus a... running a quarter mile here, is it much different, or how big is the difference is there between the two places?
Toma's a little bit bigger, so the gearing is a little different. Like here, I get to run second gear, and Toma, I have to run third. But, I mean, Toma, I feel like you get to build up a little more speed in Toma, whereas lacrosse, when you come to the corner, you got to slow down to get around the corner. But just different gearing and, you know, I mean, different cars. Everyone races different. Depends on the night, I guess, if it's clean racing or not. But different track, different day. Everything depends.
And, of course, you got a lot of great help from your dad helping you out in this effort here. How big is that for him to help you out here?
Oh, I wouldn't be here if he wasn't helping me. He does everything mechanic-wise. I try to help if he lets me help, but, you know, he just wants to get it done. Get it done the right way instead of show me. But I mean, I'm thankful. I appreciate everything he does for me.
And I understand that he actually used to race out here back in the day.
Yep, he's won a few championships out here in Sportsman and Outlaws. I'm trying to convince him to let me in as Sportsman, but I think he might get back on the track before I get to.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Might we see him maybe someday soon in the Sportsman, maybe?
You never know.
And, of course, you got a lot of great sponsors helping you out here. Let's give a lot of thanks to them here.
Right Spot, Bar and Grill in Sparta, Surface Specialist, Cody Construction, Billy Bob's Garage, Silent Outdoors, Michael's Truck Equipment, Hotline, DSR Chassis, and my parents.
All right, well, Cheyenne, thanks for the time, and best of luck to you this season.
Thanks.
Love the wrap job on Cheyenne's car, and she's one that wants to get a win bad. She's watched two of them slip from underneath her gas pedals here over the past couple years, and sooner or later, she is going to get a win.
It's yeah, she's close, Dan. It's any day now, any time now. I mean, she's been close at La Crosse. She's been close at Toma. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. While Paul was in the pits last Saturday, he ran into Thunderstar driver Brandon Gallagher, who's having fun racing against his dad. And here's what Brandon had to say.
Brandon, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Know that seeing your dad in action maybe got you interested in coming out here to La Crosse. What made you want to come out here and race with the Thunderstocks?
That's always been a dream of mine, to always come out here and race. And now I got the time and the money, so I figured I'd give it a shot.
And knowing that seeing Dan in action in the past, I don't know if you have any memories of him and when he was racing out here.
Yeah, I've been coming here pretty much every week since I've been about four, so I know a lot of the guys out here.
And racing with him in the Thunderstock class, I think that must be something special or pretty exciting to do.
Yeah, the first heat I actually got to ever pass him in, so that pretty much made my day there.
And how do you feel like your season's gone so far, being a rookie here in the Thunderstocks?
It's definitely a learning experience. Moving on up, I qualified third out of nine cars last week, so that was a good accomplishment. Learning every week.
And no doubt you got a lot of great sponsors in the car supporting your efforts here in your rookie season. Let's give a shout out to them here.
Yeah, Genzie's Pub in the north side of La Crosse is my major one, and then I got 76 Auto, and then I got Absolute Home Service, and then Riverside Ottoman Custom out of Bangor. They've guys helped me out a lot and get me in the right places.
And have you thought about, I don't know, even though you're a rookie here, have you thought about running maybe other places, maybe like Toma or doing any other racing outside of here?
Yeah, me, Jacinda, and Adam and them all talked about maybe going to Toma one night and racing a bunch of us. Probably Charles will go up there and bolster, hopefully. And the end of July, hopefully get all of us up there to race one time.
All right, well, Brandon, thanks for the time, and best of luck to you this season.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good one.
You know, talking about Gallagher, I want to thank Dan Gallagher for 2 weeks in a row now. He has brought us at least 50 T-shirts that his mom makes, and we've been throwing them out to the race fans.
You know, and one thing I'm impressed about, Dan Gallagher and John Groskopf, both of them old-time Thunderstockers from back in the late 90s and early 2000s, came back this year. Starting to get the groove, starting to hang with the guys in front. It's pretty fun to watch those two old guys compete with these kids.
Next up, Devin Schmidt was back down from Belle Plaine, Minnesota. I feel bad because he texted me, Dyke, are we racing today? Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to rain until 9:30. Sorry, Devin. I'm not the meteorologist, but everybody was fooled, and Paul Riker had a chance to have a chat with the number 20.
So, second year, I believe, now for you here in the NASCAR Late Miles here at La Crosse. What's the experience been like for you coming from a sportsman?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot different. It's a whole new animal. You know, there's a lot more changes you can make to the late models versus the sportsman, and the competition's just as tough. But a lot of these guys have a lot more experience in these, so it's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we all know you. Of course, having driven a sportsman for several years, part of the Great Northern Sportsman Series. What was that experience like, being running with the Traveling Sportsman Series here in the Midwest?
It was a lot of fun. It was a really good experience. We had a lot of really good luck in it. Had some downsides too, but for the most part, it was a really good time.
And of course, I believe it was two or three years ago, I think you won your first ever feature here at La Crosse. So what was that like?
Yeah, that was really cool. It's different doing it here at a big track, especially because they get so many fans. So it was a really cool experience.
Mm-hmm. And what's it like between running here at La Crosse and having run at Elko or any of the other tracks around the Midwest here? What's it like between us and all the other tracks here racing around here?
I like it here the best. I mean, it's the biggest track we run on, and it's just a lot more fun for me.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we saw you get behind the wheel of a sportsman at the opener at Toma Sparta recently and winning that race. Any plans maybe to get back behind the wheel a few times of that sportsman maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, we're actually planning on running the GNSS Tour race next Friday back at Toma, so that should be a lot of fun.
Okay. And do you have any big goals you set for yourself running with the NASCAR late miles, or are you just out here to have fun, or what's the plan each week for you?
I mean, for the overall goal for the year this year is just to kind of get experience and hopefully run as many races as we can, you know, without having any major issues or anything like that.
And no doubt you got a lot of great sponsors here helping you out in your late model efforts, so let's give them a thanks here.
PSI Engineering, Aero, Ingersoll Rand, Dock and Door Tech.
All right. Well, Devin, great to see you, and best of luck to you this season.
Thank you.
Great hearing from Devin Schmidt. Glad he makes the trip down here as often as he can. When we come back, we're going to talk to Kevin Ramsell, the PR director from the ARCA Midwest Tour. He has quite an interesting opinion on a variety of subjects. You're listening to the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
It's a new year for the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back to Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here in 1460 WBOG, Google1460.com, WBOG on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Let's head south down to Madison, the man that has all the knowledge when it comes to the ARCA Midwest Tour. Johnny Sauter just winning a race down in Madison here a couple of weeks ago. The PR director for the ARCA Midwest Tour, Kevin Ramsell. How are you, sir?
Wait a minute. Your show's not ending, right?
No, actually, that would have, I introduced you, so that means it's good. Now, if Niles would have, he'd have cut you off.
If it had been me.
I'm going to be on for the full segment. I'm not going to be say hi and say we're all the time.
If it had been me, I'd have Kimmeled you.
Yeah, you would have, just like you did last week.
Yep.
Hey, how was that bacon down at our favorite place, the Stoughton Pancake House, last weekend?
You know, I was wondering when you're going to ask me about hotel reservations. So when you come down here on the 26th for that Friday night show out here with the fireworks, the Big 8 Series, the Mid-American Stock Car Series, and the trucks, I'm wondering if you can get a hotel room just so you can go to breakfast there the next morning.
I've already got a reservation at the Stoughton Days Inn.
Oh, okay, I'll tell them to call and cancel it then.
Hey, what's going on with ARCA Midwest Tour, man? I mean, we've been rained out at La Crosse three different times, so we have to lean on you to give us some kind of racing excitement.
Well, I wish I could, but there's nothing going on. We don't have our next race until Rockford on Saturday, June 30th. We're enjoying a nice little break after our first three-week stretch where we raced three out of the 4 weeks in the month of May. And what was so awesome about it is the fact that we had three different winners, and two of the winners were first-time winners in the Midwest Tour with Austin Ace and picking up the big win in the Joe Shear Classic, which is almost becoming like our Daytona 500, which is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
And then Andrew Morrissey picking up a win at State Park Speedway. And then Paul Schaefer, after 32 starts, finally breaking through and getting a win at Jefferson Speedway on Memorial Day weekend. And I got to give a shout-out to Greg McCarns. He came up with a really cool idea down there where before we did the driver intros, Marty Gallagher went out and asked all the veterans, active and retired veterans.
Oh, I saw that video.
That was really cool.
And then invite them all down on the track for probably the longest breeders' line ever seen in racing, but it was so awesome. It was so really cool, too, is hearing the response of people saying, hey, it was really cool. I was tearing up watching this. This was a really cool experience. And, you know, and we're seeing how many other tracks will follow this suit now. But if anything, I hope this becomes an annual tradition at Jefferson.
You know, speaking of Paul Schaefer, we all saw that clip of him finally cutting his long hair off for charity. Is he going to grow it back? What's he feeling out here now?
He's not really saying much to it, other than the fact that he's now on the mac and cheese kick on Facebook. So, so the next time you see Paul Schaefer, just give him a box of mac and cheese and say, "Here, you poor soul."
You know, Paul Riker was just bringing up the fact, Paul, you were talking in the hallway about three different winners for the Arca Midwest Tour. In your eyes, that's got to be kind of interesting for everybody else that runs that tour this year.
Yeah, it is very interesting.
No Majeski to compete against this year.
It makes it a lot more interesting this year.
You know, Chris Purdy said the same thing down in Tech after the race at Jefferson. Chris Purdy, who's Paul Schaefer's crew chief, going, man, these remote races are more fun to come to now. And I said, I kind of was like, I can't laugh about that because Simon Majeski was a very great representative of the tour, being a four-time champion. He represented us very well whenever he went out and raced and higher ups and everything. And we're proud to have Ty as our champion. It's nice to get some fresh blood in there, and it's nice for some guys to get in and finally smell what victory lane's like. And hopefully we'll have more different winners this year, because I think that really encourages fans to come out and see the races. And I also think, too, it encourages more drivers to come and race in the tour, too, and not kind of shy away because there's Majeskis, because there's the Dan Fredrickson, because there's the Daltons here, that kind of scares away some of these guys from coming to race in our tour. But you know what? Come and race with us. The only way you're going to improve yourself is racing with the best. I think it was a great poet laureate, Ric Flair, who once says, if you want to beat the best, you have to be the best. You have to beat the best.
Kevin Ramsell joining us on segment three. This is the Team Dean Satellite segment here on 1460 WBOG.
You know, it's so speaking without a Majeski, kind of after the first three races, kind of grade what's going on and who you see is rising to the top.
Well, right now, Paul Schaefer's got like a 1-point lead in the standings. Casey Johnson would easily have probably two of the three wins right now if things didn't work out the way they did. He had a strong run at the state park. Carr got away from him at Jefferson. Everybody thought he'd be an easy pick to win at Jefferson to win that because he's a three-time track champion there. The poor guy was two laps away from winning the Joe Shear Classic. Caution comes out.
Yep.
And then the fuel pump goes away on him. And that happened again last Saturday at Marshfield at the Tundra race again. You know, if the guy has no luck, any luck is in bad luck lately. So hopefully – watch, you know, when we get back going here again, don't be surprised if you see Casey Johnson's name at the top here more often.
He's not out of it by any chance. No. I mean, there are only three races in.
Exactly. We got six more to go, and we got a nice stretch of races coming up. It's kind of unique to take a slow break. We were supposed to race at Gateway next weekend, and that race was canceled for right reasons. But, you know, they got something in the works for a big super late model show down there in 2019. So waiting to see how that plans out. And I think that should be a fun weekend down there once everything gets worked out.
Kevin Ramsell, PR director for the Arca Midwest Tour, joining us on the big show today. Kevin, you always post interesting facts about NASCAR. And, I mean, you do your homework. You don't just put something out there and wait for the internet drones to start piping in. You do your homework, and then you've got some good commentary. When you posted the NASCAR ratings and the viewership last week, did those falling numbers surprise you?
No. They honestly didn't. When I posted up there, I said, is a factor is because of the product and the track or the way how the product is presented to us. You know, I've watched the Stanley Cup playoffs on NBC and MSNBC. I will listen. You know, I don't care who's playing in the hockey game. If Mike If Doc Emmerich's doing the play-by-play for the game, I'm watching the game because he's entertaining. He makes it interesting for me to watch. Last Sunday, I was watching the Formula One race, and they got, you know, ESPN's got a partnership with Sky Sport from London, and their pre-race was very fascinating, very interesting. The guys were really knowledgeable. They didn't go around and do kooky stuff like putting a GoPro on a hat, walk around, look like a befuddled idiot bouncing off of cars and everything like that. They were being real professional about it. And even the play-by-play guy, he made the start of the race on it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. I mean, it's that kind of thing, and I really don't want to diss Fox or NBC, but
right.
the product is getting stale, it's getting lame. There's nothing fresh out there. Okay, let's have our weekly interview with Jimmy Johnson, who's doing a terrible job this year. Okay, now that's next. Okay, you're talking to the same drivers every week, and once in a while they'll throw someone's kid on there and things like that. But it's just not. To me, it's not entertaining, and I think that's part of the reason. I also think, too, that we run into a situation where I think we kind of see this in the Midwest Tour. We see a little sale when the same person wins all the time, and I think people want to see fresh faces, want to see different people win races and things like that. But at the same time, you got to put an entertaining thing out there. And so I think, is it a mix? So I was asking people out there, is it a mix of of what the product we see on the track, or is it because of the production value of what we're getting keeping us away from it? I mean, I can listen to MRN and PRN, and they put on great broadcasts all the time because there's excitement there. The people who are calling the race are very knowledgeable to the sport, and they know it's announced.
Okay, based on what you just said a couple seconds ago here, would Dale Jr. bring eyes to NBC? Because you're saying it's something different. Would that be fresh enough to bring more eyes to NBC?
It depends how he delivers it. Honestly, it depends how he delivers it.
Well, same question when Jeff Gordon came on. That's the same question. People, is Jeff Gordon going to bring something new?
And looking at this, no, compared to last year. I mean, these ratings are not good, even for Daytona, down 20% from last year.
How did you guys react when Jeff Gordon started? Okay, Jeff Gordon's had a season and a half, almost two seasons of doing this in now. Do you think Jeff Gordon's really brought a fresh voice to Fox's coverage?
No, not at all. And that has nothing to do with whether I like Jeff Gordon as a driver. He doesn't bring any entertainment value to me. He has a monotone voice. All of his answers are riding the coattails of what was just said before him. To me, he doesn't bring anything interesting on his own.
And that can be same with different track announcers. If you know when you go to a local racetrack as well. We have you, Dan. I'll give you a little praise for the job you do.
Whoa!
Don't get to your head. But there's other announcers out there who do. Yeah, I know. There's other announcers out there who do a great job. And then I've heard track announcers who don't know who the owner of our stock car racing series is, try to host a radio show and be a track announcer at the same time, and don't go around. Don't get to know the drivers, and don't get to be more knowledgeable to bring that insight into the fans as part of their way of presenting a show to the fans. I mean, I've always, like, you know, Ken Squire told me, he says, you know, the track announcer is like the ringmaster of the circus. You're the one who presents the acts, and you got to present and you do it. I've been to some tracks, you know, when I was working for Speed 51. I went to some tracks where, man, I want to go up to the track owner and go, where'd you hire this guy off of NPR? I mean, here he comes out on the track to qualify. Okay, that's a new track record. Hey, way to go, Bob. Okay, here's a NASCAR out to qualify. Okay, how many fans in the stands are really snoozing and their beers falling through the stands?
All right, we got to wrap up the segment, Kevin, but give me your 30-second answer. What does NASCAR need to do immediately in 2019 to reverse the trend?
Get rid of the engineers, period.
Ooh,
I like that.
Put it back in the driver's hands.
Yep.
That's a simple answer right there.
Put the car that you see on the roads back on the track. So what wins on Sunday, you can buy on Monday.
All right, we're going to keep it just like that. That was perfect. What a way for him to answer that question, as we've got to jump out of the segment and we got to keep the show rolling. Kevin, always entertaining. We look forward to you coming on each and every time because you bring a different professional aspect to the program, and we're going to get you back on here once the Midwest Tour starts rolling around again.
Sounds good. Someone has to keep her professional with you guys there. You know?
Oh, hey, yeah. You know what? We're out of time, dude.
Because you notice, Paul didn't say a word the whole segment.
He did say three words.
All right. Kevin Ramsell, PR director. Look him up on Facebook, folks. You got to add him. His insights are outstanding.
He has some good reads.
When we come back, a first-time Tundra Super Late Model winner is going to join us in the program. That is next on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
The local team at Dean Satellite is committed to bringing high-speed internet to the rural communities with Viasat Internet. Today, they offer speeds up to 50 megabytes per second. Stop dealing with the hassle of waiting for web pages to load, bank statements to populate, and videos to buffer. Call Dean Satellite today at 608-269-2897 and ask them about Viasat Internet specialized for rural America. That number is 608-269-2897 and online at deansdish.com. It's time for you to use the high-speed internet you deserve. Speeds vary by location. Call for details.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
Hey, this is the driver of the number 45, Jeff Van Onholmer from Kimberly, Wisconsin. You're listening to the award-winning Badger Stay Clean Water and Air Race Report with Dan, Bill, and Paul on AM 1460 WBOG.
Hey, race fans, welcome back to Badger Stay Clean Water and Air Race Report 1460 WBOG and Google1460.com and WBOG on the TuneIn app. Billy Knock Niles and the Stat Man, Paul Riker, myself, Radio Man Dan Dyker, and I'm going to have a gentleman pop on the program now that I just briefly got to say hi to a couple of weeks ago up in Marshfield. He came back to Marshfield last weekend for the annual Bev Ashenbrenner Memorial, picked up his first ever Tundra win, round two at Marshfield. That is the number 87 of Mr. Colin Reffner. Colin, how are you, friend?
Good, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Appreciate it a lot.
Usually, every time I catch you at Marshfield, you come on the program at least once a year. So we call you a friend of the program, and we greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you looked a little bit excited hopping out of your super late model after getting your first Tundra win. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah, I mean, I was definitely excited. I mean, the whole team was excited. I mean, it's been quite a while since I won a feature, so it was definitely good to get a monkey off our back. And
no,
everybody really needed to.
We've heard the audio, and we're going to play that here in a little bit. I think the whole team sounded pretty excited for you.
Oh, definitely, yeah. It was definitely a big relief and a big accomplishment for all of us. So it was a great day.
Now, I don't want to bring up bad timings for you, but when was your last feature race win?
Well, my last feature race win, my first one was back in 2011 at the Futures race at Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep, yeah. Remember that.
Yeah, I also won a segment the next day, and then if you're counting that as a feature win too, I think I had in 2015, I won the third segment of the Trickle 99 over there at La Crosse as well. So those have been kind of my last wins, really. So,
well, you can't say they're bad wins because you're winning an Oktoberfest, which nobody – that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually the best of the best over there from all around. So, yeah, it's always a great feeling to do well over there.
Colin Reffner joining us on the race report on this Saturday afternoon, coming off his first Tundra ever win at the Bev Ashenbrenner Memorial. You know, that was a loaded field. You want to talk about a lot of talent coming out, man. You had a lot of good cars to go against at Marshfield.
Yeah, I mean, there really was. I mean, Casey Johnson – you know, he was in the field, and, you know, he had, you know, troubles earlier on, but, you know, Justin Mondyke, John Beal, Justin Mondyke ended up, you know, getting spun out a little bit earlier on in the race, but he ended up coming back to finish third. Carson Quaffle ended up finishing second in a 91. I mean, yeah, so there was a lot of good guys, you know, all around, all the way from, you know, front to tail in the Tundra field, like always.
And Colin, I've been wondering with the last name of Reffner here, following your granddad's footsteps, following in Brian's footsteps, is there much pressure, I guess, to be a success just like they were? Or how special is it to have the Reffner name be a part of this, the Reffner legacy, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't, you know, I don't really feel pressure, so to say, but, you know, I look at what my uncle has done, my dad and my grandfather have all done, and, you know, I just, you know, I'd like to, you know, try and match that, you know, for my own, you know, self, my own accomplishments and everything like that. And, you know, I guess, you know, really being a part of, you know, the Reffner family, really the thing that's always been the coolest thing for me is, you know, hearing stories from, you know, older race fans that they got to watch my grandfather, my uncle, my dad race. Really, that's, you know, for having the Reffner last name, that's really been the coolest, you know, part of my life, is, you know, just hearing those stories from way back when. But that I really enjoy hearing.
We've got a lot of stories.
You know, one of the cool things I always like to do, and he's a big-time friend of the program as well, he comes on pretty much whenever we want him to, is Tom Ruffner, and I love walking by your hauler, and pretty much every single time he and the wife are right in the back of the hauler collecting some shade, but there to support you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I could probably count on one hand the amount of races that my grandpa's missed in recent years, and yeah, my grandma's always there, and you know, my uncle and my aunt, and yeah, it's a pretty stacked Ruffner pit stall when you come to any one of my races.
You know, speaking of legacies, that Quaffle kid created quite a buzz on the pits there this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was a lot of talk. I mean, he definitely being who his dad is, you know, obviously he comes from a, you know, a good racing family. So that, you know, that was pretty cool to, you know, have Travis in the pit area, and he came up and congratulated me. So that was pretty cool to shake his hand after, you know, after getting a win too. So that was really neat.
So how does this catapult Colin Ruffner Racing for the rest of 2018? I know a lot of people have not really been able to race much. Here at La Crosse, we've been rained out three times. Toma, we've been rained out three times. So a lot of good drivers are not getting a chance to really get their programs underway this year. What is in store for you the rest of the year?
Yeah, the rest of the year, I'm going to be doing the Tundra Series. I'm not going to be able to make the Jefferson race with the Tundra Series. Adam Peschick's and I are teamed up for that, so he's going to be covering that race, which is really cool. And then I'm also going to be doing the four Wisconsin Challenge Series races, and then of course Oktoberfest at the end of the year, like always. So that's kind of what my schedule looks like. So a lot of all kind of, you know, bigger special races. So it'll be pretty exciting rest of the season.
Has the thought of dabbling in the ARCA Midwest Tour enticed you a little bit, like possibly running for Rookie of the Year next year?
You know, it's always been a thing that I've, you know, running with the ARCA Midwest Tour has always been something that I've wanted to do. Just kind of, you know, funding-wise, it just hasn't fit in my schedule. I always try and get to a couple of the races, you know, during the season. This year it's not looking like it's really going to fit in, possibly maybe run the big Sunday show over Oktoberfest with those guys. But yeah, it's never really, you know, seemed to, you know, work out with my racing schedule. Definitely something, you know, definitely high up on my list, you know, wanting to run more of those races with, you know, especially with that level of competition that follows suit with all those races. So it's definitely up on my want to do list, but I haven't made it work, you know, for the last few years here.
Okay, we only got about a minute and a half here, Colin. Who's helping you out sponsor-wise this year?
Yeah, definitely. I've got a lot of returning sponsors this year. D&D Amusement Games, Best Excavating and Trucking, Next Home Partners, Wagner Automotive Research, AR Bodies, Made a Custom Apparel, Fast Signs, Midway Machine and Equipment, and Forte Design. So I got a lot of good people that have, you know, been helping me out for the last handful of years in my race career.
He's a gentleman that we could spend a half an hour talking to, and I try to get him on at least once or twice during the year. You know, Colin, this year, Tom comes on every single Oktoberfest when we do our live show from the media center at La Crosse Speedway.
You're welcome to join him.
I was going to say, this year, if we can time it the right way where the super late models aren't practicing on Saturday, we'd love to have you and Tom side by side with Marv Marzovka on the program.
Yeah, that would be a blast. I'd absolutely love to be up for that. Absolutely.
All right, Paul's my scheduler. Paul, write that one down. We're going to make damn sure that we can get him over
okay. And
up for a 10-minute segment. He's coming off his first ever Tundra win at the Bev Ashenbrenner Memorial at Marshfield. That was round number two. Number 87 is Colin Ruffner. Colin, it's always a treat to have on the program. We greatly appreciate your time. And, hey, good luck for the rest of the summer.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate you wanting me on. It was an honor.
All right. Congrats.
Colin Ruffner, and he picks up his first Tundra win. Very excited gentleman. Watch that video. We're going to have it on the TV show as well. And we're going to run his in-car audio right now on how excited not only Colin was, but his entire race team.
Check out them checker flags, buddy.
We're going to finish second, but we'll be third.
Awesome. Excellent.
Good job of driving, Colin. Way to come through that pack. Nice job. I'm proud.
Awesome job, Colin.
He hung on. Good job.
Colin Ruffner!
Again, congratulations from all of us here at the Race Report to Colin Ruffner. When we come back, Paul Reichert has results from all over the Midwest. The Burning Rubber Race Report is next on 1460 WBOG.
Clean water.
Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
This is the driver of the number 7. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan, Doc, and the Stat Man, Dan, Bill, and Paul on AM 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report at 1460 WBOG. Remember to watch our Facebook. I put a big contest out last week. That winner got themselves Lacrosse Speedway tickets. They got Toma Sparta Speedway tickets, Midwest Truck Series apparel. I also threw two inclusive water park. Not only were they passes, they were stay and play and eat and drink for up to four people. So eight people are going to be going down to Mount Olympus. See what happens when you pay attention to the radio show and the Facebook page?
I'm really depressed you didn't pick me as the winner. But hey.
Well, you had the wrong answer. You of all people, the question was simple. How many Wisconsin drivers in history have won the Whelen NASCAR All-American Series Championship? One. Steve Carlson, 2007. Steve Carlson. But I was watching. People were Wikipedia-ing the answer because I saw Kevin Noodleman's name
Kevin
in there.
Newman, I'm sure Charlie Menard's name.
Menard's name. There was
Paul,
five.
Paul Proksch. Was it Jay Herbst or Sean Paff?
Neither. National no. champion.
National champion.
Remember Jay Herbst? They did the double feature thing out in North Carolina one night when he should have had it, and we said that he had won it, and he didn't. But, yeah, so got to watch that Facebook page. Contest coming up left and right. Now let's get them in. I want him to do this in one big breath.
Can't do it. No, no way he can do it, but we're about to find out. It's time for the Burning Rubber Race Report and our buddy Paul Reichert.
And I may have to do it in one breath this week. We'll start with Tuesday, the IMCA Dirty Rose Late Miles at Marshalltown, Iowa. Andy Eckers is the winner. Wednesday, the Advantage RV Modified Tour kicked off a big week starting at Rice Lake. Dan Ebert the winner. POWI Midgets had their Illinois Speed Week start at Belle Claire Speedway in Belleville, Illinois. Tanner Thorson scored the victory. Thursday, State Park Speedway, Mike Olson won the Super Late Model feature, and Dylan McAsee won the Late Model feature. Can we call him the Prince?
Prince!
Yeah. At Kakana, the Red Race took place. First round of the Red, White, and Blue Series, Kyle Comas won the Super Late Model feature, Eddie Munster the Late Model feature. Advantage RV Modified Tour at Grand Rapids, Minnesota, Andy David the winner. POWI Midgets at Fayette County Speedway in Brownstown, Illinois, won by Tanner Thorson. And the U.S. Modified Touring Series at 81 Speedway in Park City, Kansas, Rodney Sanders scored the win. Friday, Griffin McGrath won the late model feature at Hawkeye Downs. Bobby Wilberg, the NASCAR late model feature at Madison. Brad Waits took the USRA Modified feature at Mississippi Thunder. At the Norway Speedway up in WPI.
Yeah.
Dalton Zier won the Super Late Model feature. At Red Cedar, Mike Prochnow won the Wasilla Late Model feature, and Kevin Buzzy Ams the Wasilla Modified feature. The Flying Finlander, Darren Sallow, won the Modified feature at Toma Sparta.
After the first race of the year at Toma, broken engine.
Oh, yeah, I remember
Second race of the year at Toma, broken engine. He's had to sit out for 3 weeks and is now the third different winner of the modifieds.
Yes, he is. Advantage RV Modified Tour in Superior, Shane Sobreski the winner. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Outlaw Speedway in Dundee, New York, Paul McMahon the winner. ARCA ran at Michigan, and Sheldon Creed finally got his first ever win. Natalie Decker, back from her hernia surgery, finished 15th. CRA Jakes also toured Bertrand, Michigan for the Masters of the Pro. Bubba Pollard scored the win. A lot more from him coming up. Durkin's Light Mile Tour at Luxembourg. Nick Anvilink the winner. POWI Midgets at Jacksonville, Illinois. Logan Seve won. Rest of the week got rained out. Tanner Thorson's your champion. U.S. Modified Touring Series at Dodge City, Kansas. Rodney Sanders scored another win. USAC Sprints at IED Speedway in Greenwood, Nebraska. Kevin Thomas Jr. scored the victory. World of Outlaw Late Models at Jackson, Minnesota for the 48th Jackson Nationals. Thursday show got rained out, postponed. We'll tell you that in a moment. And on Friday, Jason Johnson, the Racing Cajun, scored the win. Eldora hosted the 24th Dirt Late Model Dream. Thursday show also there got rained out. They moved that up to Friday afternoon. Twin $5,000 to win features won by Jonathan Davenport and Daryl Lanigan. The scheduled show Friday night, twin $10,000 to win features won by Chris Madden and Earl Pearson Jr. Saturday at 141 Speedway, Mike Mullen, the IMCA Modified feature win. Cedar Lake saw A.G. Demo take the NASCAR Late Model feature. Daryl Nelson, the NASCAR Modified feature. At the Dells, Nick Nolan, his third straight Late Model feature. And the Franklin Flyer, Billy Prezzo, won the Modified feature. Michael Gruenberg won the Late Model feature at Jefferson. Matt Berger, the NASCAR Late Model feature at Rockford. At Shawnee, Brett Swedwick won the Late Model feature. Marcus Sierra, the IMCA Modified feature.
All-Stars. I heard a breath.
All-Star Circuit of Champions at Sea Lane Speedway in Jamestown, New York. Carson McCain, the winner. Advantage RV Modified Tour up at Ashland. Dan Ebert, the winner. Cars Late Mile Tour up at Altamaha, North Carolina. Bobby McCarty, the winner. Tough night for Sam Mayer, 20th. Cars Tour and the Super Late Models and the Southern Super Series got together at Anderson Motor Speedway in Williamson, South Carolina. Bubba Pollard won again. NASCAR K&N Pro West Series out in Dakota, Colorado. Derek Thorne, the winner. Derek Krause, pole sitter, finished 4th. Spears of Shell Southwest Tour at Irwindale, California. Eric Schmidt, his first win since 2006.
Wow.
Tundra at Marshfield. Super Late Model feature went to Colin Reffner. Jason Stark won the Sportsman feature. Midwest Trucks went to Luke Finhouse. And Upper Midwest Vintage won by Kenny Hutchins. U.S. Modified
Touring. Attaboy, Kenny.
U.S. Modified Touring Series at Salina, Kansas. Johnny Scott the winner. USAC Sprints at Knoxville. Tyler Courtney the winner. Final night of the World of Outlaws at Jackson, Minnesota. The Jackson Nationals. Thursday show made up Saturday afternoon, won again by Jason Johnson. The Big A Main, $40,000 to win Saturday night, went to Donnie Schatz. 24th Dirt Late Model Dream, final night at Eldora. 100 feature, $100,000 to win, won by Scott Blomquist, who didn't race Friday night because he slipped and fell and hurt his shoulder.
I heard about that.
Sunday, Advantage RV Modified Tour at Proctor, Minnesota. Dan Ebert, the winner. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Weedsport, New York. Carson Macedo makes two in a row. And we do want to mention a big race that happened Monday, the second annual Money in the Bank at Berlin Raceway. Super Late Model feature paying $20,000 to win, won by Michigan veteran Brian Campbell. And that'll do it for this edition of the Burning Rubber Race Report.
I heard a breath. Did you hear a breath, Diker?
I did, and I was showing him a video of a race car, too, and I'm surprised he didn't just stumble on that because that was... I had to take a couple of breaths at that one.
That was good stuff, Paul. When we come back, we'll put a bow on this week's show on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cook Gold 1460 WPRA.
The local team at Dean Satellite is committed to bringing high-speed internet to the rural communities with Viasat Internet. Today, they offer speeds up to 50 megabytes per second. Stop dealing with the hassle of waiting for web pages to load, bank statements to populate, and videos to buffer. Call Dean Satellite today at 608-269-2897 and ask them about Viasat Internet specialized for rural America. That number is 608-269-2897 and online at deansdish.com. It's time for you to use the high-speed internet you deserve. Speeds vary by location. Call for details.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time. The Badgers take Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. I want to thank Jeff Thompson, Silver Slingshot, for popping in earlier in the program. Cheyenne Stanfield, Brandon Gallagher, Devin Schmidt, Kevin Ramsell, Colin Ruffner. There still is no other radio program in about a three-state radius that can chalk up that many interviews per show.
We had more last week, but it's still great to have, what, we have six guests today. Good show. It's a darn good show.
Coming up tonight, La Crosse Speedway, Old Dutch Foods Night. I hope they have those, what were those steak potato chips?
Yeah, they
remember like those, 2 years ago?
2 years ago,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Man, those are tasty up in the
tower. Are you going to let Paul chuck them?
Oh, no, those are staying in the tower. There is no throwing of the chips. Late model sportsman, thunder stocks, street stocks are back out again. And the annual Faster Pastor Races, which
Preacher
Pastor
features.
Andy will probably be announcing down on the racetrack.
Pastor Andy, he won't be announcing. He'll be winning. He always wins.
No, he's asked. Pastor Andy's announced in the past 3 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he will take the wireless from
year,
you.
Yeah.
And he takes care of the lineups. He takes care of the interviews. He takes care of the whole shebang.
Wow.
It's all Pastor Andy for the Faster Pastor Races.
Nice. But, hey, you know what I like to say? You see me do this every Saturday. Support your local short track, no matter where you're listening in the area. Get out and check out your local short track. Check out the Dells tonight. The CWRA presenting the annual Lyle Nabefelt Memorial Twin 55s there.
Which Dale Danielski has been posting on our radio Facebook page, who's going to be starting in that race. I like how he's doing that. Yeah, and results, as a matter of fact.
The Dells has always had that. Unfortunately, Lyle Nabefelt, a great racer back in the 70s, lost his life. And it was 55S was his number, hence Twin 55s. Jefferson Speedway, a full program tonight. Rockford Speedway, all fathers admitted for just $5. Elko Speedway, it's kids' night. All kids get in free. Marshfield Speedway taking a break, but they have a flea market tomorrow, so go check that out.
I've seen pictures from that before. It's huge.
Oh, yeah, big
time. The entire track is nothing, and there are people that wait in line that will travel a very good distance to get in on that flea market.
So get out and check out your local short track no matter where you're at, no matter where you're listening. Canada, Florida, North Carolina, we know you're listening. Check out your local short track tonight.
We are only, you know, this is a part of the racing schedule at La Crosse, and I really like getting into. Look at just in the next month and a half, the events we have. It's autograph night next weekend.
Nice.
You get that brand new late model autograph poster. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks, it's the annual Smash-O-Rama, which are you going to be there for that?
No, I have plans that night.
Good, because we only have one wireless microphone. Interstate fairs coming around. Street drags are going to be going. The Interstate Fair, 20-lap features. We're going to have two of those. That Sunday WCEC car show, we're going to have her. I just forgot her name. We're going to have her come in.
Gaussman.
Yeah. That's
Gretchen.
Her name, Gretchen.
Gretchen,
we're gonna have
yes.
her come in. And then July 28th, I think that we are going to be selling out the grandstands when the Minimizer Banded Big Rig Series comes in.
Did you see what happened in one of them last week? Over the wall.
Yeah. And then who was the one we wanted to get in the
Noble.
Program?
Mark Noble. He's a dirt legend in Minnesota. He's raced asphalt. Now he's racing big rigs. It'd be great to get him on the show.
Paul lines up our schedules. We're going to have Paul get on that as well. Want to thank the Badgers State Clean Water and Air folks. Of course, Joel Ruhman, he's got his modified ready to go out at Thomas Porta Speedway now.
Attaboy, Joel.
Big Boar Barbecue, Thomas Porta Speedway, Dean Satellite and Security, fansarena.com, and the Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, where on Wednesday I went up there with Kevin Fossum. He owns Todd Oliver's number 15, and I had the autopsy that Paul had, and I doubled it. And I had cheese curds. I had four of those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
For Billy Doc Niles and our producer, Jesse.
Support your local short track.
Just that man, Tiny. That's Paul. I'm Radio Man Dan Doctor. We will see you tonight at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Thanks for joining us on 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Thomas Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. Fansarena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. The game never ends at overtime. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.